Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Let's light the fuse on a Wednesday edition in the never-ending saga, we hope, known as America's Hot Barn Report. Big thanks to our reporting barns and the people behind the scenes that text in barn toppers to yours truly. Shout out to Fletch at the North Platte Stockyards, Ryan Seeky at Creighton Livestock Market, Mitch and Janet do the duties at Tri-County Stockyards in Motley, Minnesota. Shandy Bartles is head cheese at Stockman's Livestock. Christy won the coveted HBR Office Manager of the Year Award at Bassett Livestock Auction. Good job. Co-barn owner, that's tough to say, Masha Ringling is a multitasker and does emailing at Platte Livestock Market. Dude is organized, but we can't get him to do a darn video. Mindy at Torrington is our texting friend. It's usually barn owner Jay Nordhausen at Oak Lala Livestock Market. Vicky is always prompt at Lemon Livestock. Don't get much out of Mobridge. We, meaning I, have to do the research. It's Cody Slim Valmer in person at Presho Livestock. Barn owner Jim Bitts is master texter at Napoleon Livestock. And beef activist Justin Tupper wears many hats at St. Ange Livestock. Tyler Betancourt sends in the info from Albion Livestock Market. Tyler is a young family man just getting his start, and we wish him best of luck. Tip of the hat to all the office workers, pen writers, I was supposed to be Irish, right? Unloaders, brand inspectors, truckers, cooks, and waitresses that work the sale barns of America in small town USA. Salute! Yesterday at the Board of Trade in Chicago, front month live cattle dropped 80 cents at $177.15. That's a far cry from $189.25 on 30 head of fats, averaging a whopping $17.85 at Stockman's in Yankton. Pounds, I mean. Do the math on that. Someone went out for a steak and libation after the sale in Yanktown. May feeders jumped 87 cents at $246.05 in Chicago, whilst Augie Doggies gained 92 and finished at $259.40. If you got grass, or wait, if you have grass, my bespeckled English teacher listens to this show, mind ya. If you have grass, now is the time to pull the trigger. Big sales today at Tri-County Stockyards. Stockman's massive back-to-grass sale at BLA. Critters galore at Platte Livestock Market, Torrington, Wyoming, and Lemon Livestock. Thursday sales include Napoleon, North Dakota, Mobridge Livestock, Presho Livestock, and St. Ange and Pahasapa will wrap up the week. Be in the seats or watching by safely, mind you, online at CattleUSA.com. So if your barn would like to be an HBR reporting barn, hit me up with a text message at 605-760-0066 or contact us at Instant Messenger on Facebook. Monty James, out.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.